here outside the King's Head Theatre, just before the band's about to start, and we've just escaped the smell of gas in the theatre, but I understand the pub usually smells like gas. Is that right, John?
Why am I suddenly an expert on gas?
Yes, well, that's another... That's something not to do with the theatre.
No one even says, oops, when they're passing that gas!
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But we've seen Double Bill tonight, which is part of a season of plays by Murray Watts. It's First Light and Mr. Darwin's Tree. So how did you find them both, John?
I really liked the first play, First Light, which is sort of the children's hour, but with a bit of a twist to it. It's a very interesting four-hander about a school teacher and school chaplain who is possibly introduced into a compromising situation with a girl pupil, but it's so beautifully handled and so unsalacious. And
no lesbians.
No lesbian. Well, not knowingly, anyway. Although I'm never quite sure about Joanna Hull.
Yes. Have to watch her.
It's a strange name for an actress.
Yes.
And what I really, really liked about it was the very, very gentle reveal of the story.
Yes.
That the whole thing took about an hour and 10 minutes, and you didn't really know the whole essence of what was happening until the last 10 minutes.
Yeah. No, and I like that. And what about you, Peter? Now, you mentioned that you had a thing for Charles Darwin.
Oh, yes. I like daddies. They're sexy.
You like men with
the
beards?
The origin of the species. Oh, yeah. Big time. White beard all the way.
Oh, yeah. As for the play itself, it was really a monologue, wasn't it? It was very a one-hander. It was done really well.
I think it's a monologue. It works really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a run through of his life story.
Yes,
really.
You learn a lot about Charles Darwin. Everything you needed to know about Charles Darwin, but was too afraid to ask.
The worms are so popular.
Yes, and so well connected. Well.
Yes, I didn't know. I was interested to learn that he was connected, or that he married into the Wedgwood family, but also
must have had terrific china.
I mean, God, can you imagine?
Oh, it must have been fantastic. Anyway, we're laughing at our own jokes.
Yes, again. But also that his champions included people like Charles Kingsley, author of The Water Babies, and quite a committed Christian as well, who was influenced enough by Darwin's theories to change his own religious philosophy. Well, it came out very well.
It's all very fascinating stuff to meditate over on a January night in Islington, don't you think, gentlemen? John's nodding. Yeah. Doesn't come across very well on the boo. What about you, Peter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Science, all right. Religion. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Science, religion. Anything that was missing was sex.
Oh.
Anyway.
Enough of that.
All right. Okay.
Like most of your arguments, the origin of the species.